This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I want to first ask you, Coach, about the Kincaid catch. What went into not challenging that particular play?
Yeah, I didn't have a look at it. I was on the other side of the sideline, so you can't get a look at it. He was on the other side. They had no replay on the video screen, naturally, when they're playing at home. So, you know, I was going off of the information I got from our people in the booth, and I trust those guys, and they felt like they had a pretty clear bobble and touching of the ground with the ball.
After watching the film, has your opinion changed?
No.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, too, about the play of the rookie, Dwayne Carter. The last two games, I felt he has really made some plays and strides in the defense.
He has. And, you know, he's given us some energy. And that first diagnosis of the screen in the first series of the game was big for us, getting him off to a good start. And I thought he did some really good things out there. And just like you said, every week he continues to grow and develop for us.
And my last thing for you, Coach, is health-wise, how did you come out of the game?
You know, we'll see. We got back late, right? So I'm still getting information. We'll see how it goes as we move forward here.
Update or any forecasting for Taron Johnson or Khalil for this upcoming game?
Yeah, so Taron, we'll see how he does this week. Derek's pulling my card for me here. Derek. I think he's improving a little bit. We'll have to see how the week goes. We'll take it one day at a time. And then who was the other one you mentioned?
Khalil Shakir and also Johnson.
Yeah, Khalil, similar. I think he's improving. We'll just have to see how this week looks. And then Austin Johnson is improving as well. We'll take it one day. We just got a bunch of these guys in this kind of limbo position right now, Alex. It seems like that's what I do have from our trainers on the guys that were not able to play this past week. The new injuries and things, that is, I don't have a lot of information on that yet.
And just in situation, rap as well, I imagine.
You're kind of breaking up. I heard T-Rap is, so T-Rap's in concussion protocol still, so that's where he is.
Were there any after effects with Josh, given that he got bopped in the head, even though he said, I mean, he acknowledged it was a chest injury and an ankle thing?
No, Josh was cleared, and he went back in the game. That's what I know from our medical staff on the sideline there.
The production, I mean, everybody was celebrating the everybody eats motto for the first three games. Do you worry about the level of play at your receiver position, given how inefficient the passing attack has been over the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, I can understand why you're asking that question, John, and the concern. There's no doubt there is concern. That said, I'm confident in those guys, confident that we can put them in positions to use their talents and their potential. And, you know, we're going to work hard at that as we continue to move forward. And we do need to improve in that area as a whole here. So we've got to do a better job at, you know, winning first downs and staying out of third and long. You guys know that. So I'm not telling you anything you don't already know.
Building off that a little bit, at your wide receiver spot, Mac Hollins, 17 targets, 6 catches. He's played, I think, the second most snaps. What have you seen from him? Has he given you enough? Obviously, he had that big block in the game on the Keon touchdown. Yeah. But in the passing game, he's been targeted quite a bit. What's your assessment on his contributions in that area?
No, I mean, Mac's a good football player, right? And what's important for us is, you know, he plays a dual role for us, offense and special teams. And so, you know, we have to manage that for him and making sure that we handle that appropriately each game. So we get the best version of back number one. And then number two is, you know, we have other players with ability out there as well. I don't need to go into detail on who those guys are, but it doesn't all need to fall on Mac, and nor does it all need to fall on just one person. So I thought we were off to a good start. You know, I'll call it the first three games, last two games, not so much. So we've got to go back to the drawing board on that and reassess that.
So much was discussed in the offseason after bringing in Curtis about his potential role, what he can do, the versatility to his game. It hasn't seemed to click. How have you diagnosed that and why that might be?
Yeah. Again, understand why you're asking that, Matt, and it is a concern of ours, and that's something we have to look at. And Curtis is a good football player. We know what he can do with the ball in his hands, whether he's running it or catching it. So it is something that we need to look at to make sure that we are maximizing his potential.
I guess this is kind of redundant at this point, but like Dawson to a greater extent, Dawson Knox. You guys signed him to that big contract extension a couple of years ago. 5 games, I think it's 5 targets and 3 catches. Is that a big concern for a guy that, you know, has been with Josh the longest of the entire group of pass catchers, that he's not been able to kind of get worked into the plan? And yeah, how much of that falls on Joe Brady's lap?
Well, ultimately, it's on my lap. And, you know, we've got to do a better job there. And again, that's what today, when you kind of peel it back and say, hey, are we doing enough? Are we doing the right things for our offense? Are we, again, you go back and say, hey, why haven't we moved the ball well enough on first down? And then again, on third down, too many third and long. So, you know, we've got some work to do, Matt, this week on figuring some of that out for sure.
You know, the experience is always the best teacher, right? And man, you're a player's coach. You're a coach's coach. You don't micromanage your staff at all. But we all know at the end, it falls on you. And, you know, you're completely accountable with that. And yesterday, you're clearly in the headset on video saying, hey, we only need 10 yards. So, you know, what is needed from a communication standpoint between head coach, OC, and quarterback going forward?
As it relates to the last series, I mean, listen, you know, again, that's on me. I wish I had that back, and you know, we'll learn from that. I'm confident in that. We'll talk more today about our process and the communication that leads us to that moving forward. And I'm confident in myself, confident in Joe, and you know, again, that's a situation that we'll learn from.
Absolutely, absolutely, Coach. And Breece Hall, Braylon Allen, you know, they account for just about 25% of Rodgers' completions at this point. On third down yesterday, you know, the Texans used a lot of their running backs out of backfield quite a bit on third down. How important is it to get those things going, corrected versus a good, tough Jets team?
Good Jets team. You know, we're looking forward to it. It'll be a big challenge for us. And I really haven't gotten to the film yet, as I mentioned, just trying to address some of the other areas that we got going on now. So We'll work on that. That's a challenge for later today as we move forward here.
What did you see from the offensive line this week? It seems like they started the season pretty red hot. Last 2 weeks, maybe more of a struggle.
I thought we moved the ball through the running game well at times, and then maybe not as well at times. But that's kind of the nature of the run game once in a while, right? You're going to have some zero game runs. So I think they're doing a good job. The penalties are getting in the way a little bit. So we got to try and get rid of those. That'll help us. I think James had a big run when Spence got called there. And so I think that was first quarter there, first series or two. So, you know, overall, I thought they did some good things in the game. You know, just overall, we need to continue to add detail, O-line, running backs, tight ends, wide receivers, and you know, just in some ways, or in a lot of ways, do simple better. I don't know if that makes sense to you guys, but we're not detailed enough right now, and that's something that gets in the way of execution.
How did you think Cole Bishop fared in his first start, particularly what happened on that play, the long touchdown in Nico Collins? Was there a breakdown there with him?
Yeah, there was. I mean, it was communication, and we got some young guys out there playing, and so it's a shame with Cole because he was hurt most of the training camp and wasn't able to get out there and get through some of these things and work with Rasul in that case, because Rasul is the corner, and that's one I know down the road Cole will grow from and we'll be in a better position. So just overall, I thought he did some good things in the game. It looked like, which is encouraging as the game went on, Alex, he got better and better and got more and more comfortable in what he was seeing. And early on, maybe the game was running a little hot for him, you know, playing a little bit too fast for him there. Just something that I know that he wants back.
And finally, Terrell Bernard really made a big impact, the stop on 4th-and-1 and the interception. How big was it to have him back out there? Not only his presence, but the impact that he made.
Yeah, he's a big time leader for us. Having his voice back out there was important for us. I thought he did a really good job on the sideline of, hey, what's going on? How can we fix it? And then when the defense started getting into a rhythm there of, hey, spreading that energy around the sideline to the offense. And so we need more of that. But it was great to have him back out there.
When the defense made the Dwayne Smoot and the defense made the great play in the and forced the turnover, when Trubisky came in at the 15 yard line, at the Texans 15 yard line, I'm just wondering why didn't he stay in to play? Because I'm looking here at the stats. Josh was 9 of 30 with a 56% quarterback rating, which I'm sure you already know. But hey, Josh was having a bad day. Wouldn't have been. I was just wondering what was the thought process of not just letting him run the series and see what he could do from the opponent's 15-yard line, late in the game, getting a chance to pull this game out.
You want me to pull Josh? Is that what you're saying?
No, well, his head had just recently bounced off the turf, and he was in the blue tent and everything, so it looked like he definitely probably wasn't 100%. So I'm just questioning why Trubisky didn't get an opportunity to run that series.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Again, that's – I was told he was clear, Josh was, and we moved forward from there. So that's it at that point.
All right. I missed the earlier part. Is Josh in concussion protocol or any being seen or anything of that nature currently?
No.
Okay. The question on the defensive side of the ball with the play about Dwayne Carter and Dwayne Smoot, how would you evaluate their play yesterday?
Yeah, I think I mentioned earlier Dwayne Carter. I don't think you're on yet. It sounds like George. So Dwayne Carter, I think, continues to develop as a rookie. Made some really nice plays yesterday. I thought he played physical at the point of attack. Played with good energy. He's developing. Let's see, who did you? And then Smoot. I thought Smoot.
Yes.
Smoot showed up as well from a physicality standpoint and made the big play, the sack fumble down there that we had a good opportunity to get points with there. 7, I was hoping. But I thought he did some good things in the run game as well in early downs. And just the physicality overall and how fast and physical he was playing, I thought showed up.
Yes, because it looked like the adjustments were definitely made, and it was able to contain Stroud in that offense for most of that second half. And,
I felt like the adjustments were made, and then we gave up the big pass play earlier that was alluded to earlier here on the interview, and outside of that, the first drive we had a third down where we busted it with the running back in the flat, and then. Other than that, I thought the guys really battled and had a lot of young guys out there playing and having seen their first action as well in the NFL in terms of a regular season game. So a lot we can take from that game defensively and build on.
Yeah, and even the rookie, the guy you just brought in this week, that's rare you bring a guy in and put right in there, that low guy. He looked like he was acclimated enough and did well for himself also.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about you got DQ out there and you got those three rookies that were playing alongside of them with DC and then Zion Logue and Branson Dean. That was, I tip my cap to those guys. They were out there competing and giving it all they got.
On the final offensive possession, can you kind of talk about maybe the coaching philosophy and balance between going with, Josh Allen, the passing game, which is, typically, very successful for you, but didn't really have the strongest of games, as opposed to, going with the ground game, the balance between what's working that game right now and, the long-term, obviously, success of Josh in the passing game.
Are you talking about the last series?
Yeah, the last series on offense. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's on me. Like I said, I love the ball in Josh's hands. That being said, in hindsight, said, hey, maybe we run it on the first play and see where we're at from there and just kind of survey the landscape. It's a tough situation, right? It's easy to say just run it three times and potentially end up punting the ball back. And maybe we're in the same situation and we don't ever put the ball in our best player's hands. Either way, ideally, we would have gotten a first down and been out of it, right, and moved the chains. The thing on the other end is they have a really good kicker, and so you have to be aware of that as well. He's hit from 60 plus, and I think he's attempted maybe from 63 approximately. So either way, it didn't work out, and I take full responsibility for it.
And then you talk about the communication process. The punt happens, the offense goes on the field there. What is kind of typically the communication you try and have there with your offensive coordinator and play caller? Are you, instructing him run versus pass, what types of passes? What's kind of, the communication that you like to have there in that situation?
Yeah, I don't, getting into it, I mean, we could sit here and discuss that for another hour, really. But the process is usually the process. I think we have good communication. Joe does a really good job. The guys in the booth do a really good job. Listen, if the ball rolled into the end zone, it would have been a lot easier for to have the ball at the 20, right? But it didn't. And so we have to get ourselves out of there and make sure we do a good job there with trying to run the clock and move the chains ideally in that situation, because you never know where the punt return is going to end up. At the end of the day, I got to do a better job with that.
Hey, Coach, on offense, you mentioned honing in on those fine details. What does that look like this week?
Yeah, I mean, I really feel, Maddie, that it's making sure we're all on the same page. Every position group is on the same page with the intent of the play, with the detail that's necessary to allow us or to help us execute one play, which takes every player on the offensive side of the ball to execute, right, a play. Because sometimes one person breaks down and the whole play breaks down. So, that's why I think football is such a team game like that. It's so important. Everyone is on the same page. And I know we're capable of that. I've seen us do that prior to, especially the last two games, but I'm confident we'll get it back here.
And then on defense, just over the last 2 weeks, what do you want to see out of this team being a better third down defense?
Yeah. That's something we have to look at. Again, there's a little bit of some mental bust going on, some just, being out executed. And so at the end of the day, I think what you saw when we had success yesterday, Matty, was the rush and the coverage working together. And so we need to make sure that is happening on a more consistent basis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.